please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
Come on, boiler room.
Yeah, we're fucked up. Oh, the wrong door.
Yeah, somehow the apes are back.
Honk, 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 honk.
I have a month's worth of beans.
Makes me want to ride an escalator at a mall.
All we ever do is mention things.
Right out of the box, I'm having fun.
Mad at a room.
Live, on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, my dear. Welcome to the program, episode 35 R of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. We welcome you in the platinum style, as we do every now and then. I guess once a week, you get the platinum style, and then you get the free feed as well. Maybe you platinumize that as well, and you watch the video on that, and you enjoy it, and maybe you take advantage of those lack of ads, or you do whatever you do. Although I will say this about the ads, it couldn't hurt if you just clicked on the links that we suggest. You don't have to, even if you don't want to buy something, click on the link. It helps.
Especially if it's an ad that's new, that you've never heard us talk about this product before. Sometimes that means they're testing out the show, and if everybody is like gangbusters on it, then they'll be like, hey, let's order more ads for the show.
Which is very, very helpful to us.
Hey.
I turn into Dracula. We welcome you in here on what is now January. We're recording this in December, but it is January. Happy 2025 to everybody. Hope the 20th is right around the corner. We'll get this country in shape. We're going to send dim-witted football players to other countries to work shit out for us. It's all going to be great.
Where is Herschel Walker going? Barbados or something?
Yeah. Does he have a connection?
No, the Bahamas.
Does he have any kind of a connection to that place?
That's
by any
what
chance?
I wonder.
You know what? If I'm thinking Trump.
Oh,
he's black.
Yeah, sure.
He's black and support and kissed my ass. Let's give it to him.
I mean, maybe he asked for it, too.
You get paid to be an ambassador?
Yeah. You give a stipend of some sort.
What do you get paid?
You get to live in the fancy place, too.
Probably six figures, I would think.
I guess ambassadors always seem like people that were already rich.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to send you there. It's like, right. Oh, yeah, I'll be an ambassador to the Bahamas.
But I think they're like you're taken care of. You have a place to live.
Right.
They feed you. Like there's probably a staff.
And, all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But then to me, then you don't need to get paid.
You would think. But I think they also do pay them.
Well, then I want to be an ambassador.
Yes, it's a fucking sweet gig. Especially if it's somewhere great like Italy or something. You don't want to be an ambassador to like, you know.
Definitely six figures.
Okay.
Oh, that's $100,000 minimum. If I'm doing your six figures correctly.
Correct.
As of 2017, the minimum pay was $124,406.
And that's in 2017, so that price has gone up. What are you muttering over there?
I said, let's sign up. I say, I don't see any cons.
Do you remember when we used to call you the littlest ambassador? Do you remember that?
I remember. I mean, I don't remember because I was like a baby, but I remember you saying.
You would stand on my lap, basically. Like I'd be on the plane, and you would stand on my lap. Because you were interested in watching all the people come onto the plane, and you would just nod at all the people coming on the plane, and then so Mom and I started calling you the littlest ambassador because you like you were welcoming everybody.
That's great.
And everybody, you know, who doesn't like seeing a little baby?
Yeah,
everybody. So everybody like, oh, look at that, the baby. So you would put a smile on people's faces, and then the turbulence would take it away. And by turbulence, I mean the relationship you would have with those passengers.
Yeah.
Oliver Griffin Pardo is joining us. It's a gang episode.
Yeah.
Oliver crosses that. He blurs a line between guest and special guest on bonus episodes and now just gang.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, you were here earlier. You were a guest on How to Survive with Danielle and Christine.
That is true.
And Mom had to leave here to go somewhere else. And so I said, well, you know what? Just stick around, and then you could just join us, and then I could drive you home.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening.
Yes. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we love having you here. You know
I love being here. I do. I love it.
You're wearing your upscale Christmas colors.
That is true.
Right? The olive and the cranberry?
The olive and the cranberry.
Yeah.
That's like
with
the
also what I eat
the upscale.
On...
What? Go ahead. Listen, if you're going to be interrupting the whole goddamn time, then this is going to be a short episode. Because I'm not going to tolerate that shit. We learned on the last episode with Kyle Secor that I have the ability to locate you on my phone. And I will locate you and give you the back of my goddamn hand. And then I'll go and jump off a building because I will hate myself for having done that.
Hmm. Wow. That is a
Do you remember the one time that I spanked
roller coaster.
You? Do you remember that?
No. Is that real?
No, because I never did it.
Exactly. Right.
Never did it. You know why? Because you never did anything wrong.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Got it. He's got some bad news.
Up those points.
When we were recording with Kyle, he took your car for a joyride, and now it's in the LA River.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I believe that based on his driving skills.
Yeah, go find mine. It's just at the bottom of a lake. I'm a decent driver.
No, you're not.
Oh, wait. Is that your Dustin Hoffman Rain Man impression? Oh, yeah. It's not very good. I'm a decent driver. I can't even get the line right.
It's just the guy who does it, like, really remember the
movies. Like, I think I saw it like 30 years ago.
Did you see that movie, Oliver?
Yeah, Rain Man. Yeah, he's not bad at driving.
Yeah, that's the whole premise.
Yeah, that's the whole, right? I'm thinking of the right movie, right?
I would say he's excellent at
it. He's excellent at it.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
It is.
I have not seen it in 20 plus years.
Well, no, you watched it with me.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
I still maintain, I said it before, Tom Cruise was robbed. Tom Cruise deserved to be nominated for that that role.
No one took him seriously back then.
He was so good in that movie. He was so good.
Yeah.
It was a turning point for him.
Yeah. He still hasn't won an Oscar, right?
What has he done since then that he deserves it?
I think
he's very
people,
good.
Magnolia.
Sort of, he should have. What, did he not? He must have.
He got nominated. I don't think he won.
There was talk about Tropic Thunder, which would never
what?
It's ridiculous, but he is great in it. We were just talking about that yesterday, how insane that movie isn't, but how good he is in it as the agent. Have you seen that?
I have not seen Tropic Thunder.
Oh, man. I don't know how. I mean, it's one of those movies that every time it comes up, people say, well, you couldn't make it now.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but. It's funny. I mean, I remember it being very funny. I don't know how it would hold up, though. The main thing
probably
was...
Probably better than Soul Man.
There was the thing is, there is a reason why Robert Downey Jr.
See,
was in
that's
blackface.
The thing. There's a reason
it's a
for
joke.
It.
They're making fun of a pretentious actor who's so tone-deaf that he thinks it's okay to do
that's
that.
That's why I think you could... Like, yeah. That's why I'm torn on that movie.
Yeah, it's not like... It's not like The Jazz Singer where he's just like blatantly being like, hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
Yeah.
Like that would be crazy.
Again, I got no problem with
it. He's very entertaining.
Terrific. He's an entertainer. Consummate.
Yes.
Consummate. I'm looking up at this thing and I see our friend John Hamm up on that poster. Yeah. And I think, Elliot, are you watching, is it called Landman? What's it called?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Landman.
Are you watching it?
Yeah.
In the trailer, John Hamm is amazing.
Sure.
Is he great on the show?
He is what you expect from John Hamm. He's doing his job.
Is he like an asshole rich guy?
Yeah.
Is he in blackface? Why did you think of it?
Because I just happened to be looking that direction.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of a non sequitur.
It was sort of, but I tried to make the segue of, hey, I just saw John Hamm up here, new conversation.
Until these guys started fucking busting your balls.
Sorry, my bad.
Can't let anything go.
But I will say this.
Because this whole side of the room was up your ass.
I knew what you were doing.
Thank you, Garen. Happy holidays.
I will say this, though. I don't think I mentioned this on the show already. I kind of yelled at the screen when the main Billy Bob Thornton main character starts saying what's wrong with solar panels.
Oh, yeah.
You it's the Tyler Sheridan is a well-known Trump supporter who he created that show. So.
Oh,
yeah. It's kind of weird. Irma and I realized that for a little while, we were all him all the time because we were watching Lioness, Landman. There was one other one.
Is Lioness his?
Yellowstone?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
We weren't watching Yellowstone, but we were watching
one of the spinoffs
else.
Of 1902 or 1918.
Tulsa King. Tulsa King is him as well.
Right.
I think so, yes.
And is he the prick that says he doesn't need a writing staff? He writes everything alone?
Yes, correct.
Good for you.
Yeah. They're good shows, though. I mean, Tulsa King, you guys aren't a fan of, but
I did. I thought Andrea Savage was terrific.
Sure, she did. She did what she was there to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown on me. It's another, it's like Weeds. It's another one of those kind of shows.
Yeah.
But
I didn't like Weeds.
I didn't either.
I kind of like the premise of, you know, somebody finds themselves suddenly, doing that, except he's obviously a mob guy, but,
I don't see how the two are connected at all.
It's almost the same.
They're selling pot.
They're selling pot and they're having to do, it's like,
wait,
to me, Breaking Bad.
Tulsa King is selling pot?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I didn't know that. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was just about a mob boss in Tulsa.
It is about that, but the main thing that he now they've got like a car dealership, but it's mostly about selling pot.
Yeah.
Legally selling pot, but then he still has to get people killed.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He's a mob guy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's Sylvester Stallone. Where's the bottle? We got a bottle?
Oh, we can maybe move some units by doing that.
Move some units by
You could try that white one.
You said the mug. Could be any container.
Nah, the bottle, the water bottle's what made it made us sing.
There I am. Yeah, you know, I could be any sort of bottle. Just go ahead, ask me questions. I'm opening up the floor for questions.
Oh,
Tulsa King.
You're playing, Mr. Stallone. I have a question. Front row here.
Yeah, the kid over here.
Thank you. Doesn't sound anything like him.
No,
Matt Belknap, never enough.
I literally tried to get my mouth more in the bottle to sound like this. That's how bad this impression is.
That's where that's in the heart of the impression lies. In that.
Matt Belknap.
Thank you. Oh yeah. Nice to meet you.
What?
I'm kind of, it's weird. I'm weird. I'm like a little bit speechless to hear the famous Sylvester Stallone say my name. I didn't expect it.
You're being that guy.
I'll take it. I appreciate you.
Yeah, but you're being that guy.
So, Mr. Stallone, I had a question. You're playing a character who sells marijuana.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever
Why
use...
Why are you answering? Why are you answering?
Because I thought you were going to go a different direction. I was going to ask that question as well.
Why are you
doesn't
answering?
Explain why you're answering.
You're not the reporter in this moment, and you're not Stallone.
There's a lot of reporters.
He's
here.
Another reporter,
but he's in the middle. Even when they're yelling at Trump, they give the respect to the one person that didn't finish it.
I mean, that's not my experience, but
you're not a reporter.
Right.
There's a lot of push.
That's why it's not his experience.
It's not my experience.
He hasn't
had
the experience.
You're not a reporter, you asshole. You are the jack of nothing.
All I did was go, uh-huh.
You're the jack of no trades.
I for the record, all I went was, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Hey, yeah. But nobody wanted that.
No, you didn't want it.
Oh, I guarantee nobody wanted it.
I don't know about that.
Mr. Stallone,
you haven't seen the emails?
Mr. Stallone, please excuse my photographer. He doesn't know when to shut up.
Yeah,
he's just here to take pictures, but for some reason he feels the need to insert himself into all
he's being that guy.
Conversations.
I'm sorry. I'm just I'm a little nervous because I'm meeting Sylvester Stallone. My apologies.
All right.
Look, I just had the same experience. He said my full name, and I actually kind of took me back on my heels.
Yeah, we get back to the question?
Sure. So I think you saw where I was going.
I did not. You were interrupted.
I was interrupted by my photographer. Again, I apologize. I probably will just take the pictures myself in the future.
Yeah,
wait, what's happening?
That pudge stole your foot.
I don't see the need to have a separate person take. I know how to take a picture.
Well, we have a contract, Matt.
I'll pay you out, whatever it takes.
If you buy out the contract, that's all right.
Why is the separate improv happening?
I apologize. Again, it's because he won't stop talking, and that's what I'm getting at. But anyway, my question is about your character.
Hang on. Jimmy's got a question. Hey, him not stop talking, how does that affect editing when we have to edit? That can't be helpful for you trying to find an edit point and just him going,
Shut it!
Well, as you know, Jimmy, we don't edit on the show.
Yeah.
It's not 2011.
There are the occasional edits, and I will say it is a problem.
Yeah. I would imagine it is.
All right, I'm back.
Okay, so...
I just went over to... I was trying to get a monster drink, but I realized this thing's empty.
Oh.
Yeah, Stallone likes monster drinks?
Yeah, I love them. But
Mr. Stallone.
Jimmy's interested in the monster drink.
Oh, you want me to get it?
Sorry, Mr. Stallone.
We're all choosing weird characters today.
Yeah, I know I was in the middle of a question, but unfortunately, when he goes to get someone a drink, we have to play a song. So will you sit tight while we...
Oh, yeah. Well, I like music.
Okay.
That's Stallone. My brother sings.
If you could, please don't sing over the song.
There's no time to His hummingbird energy is starting to sink. His questionable sanity stands at the brink. Jimmy requires a monster drink.
I like that. What's this now?
We usually talk over that part.
Yeah, that's good.
Xylophone outro.
You know, my brother, Frank, he's a singer. And he got speaking of this podcast, he got in an online fight with Jimmy Pardo once.
Yeah,
Frank's the law. I remember that DJ in Chicago, Bill Leff, said, here's something I never thought I'd say. Jimmy Pardo's in a fight with Frank Stallone on the internet. Yeah, that's my brother. You guys do a bit with having a bottle or some shit. And then my brother defends me and Pardo comes after him. You got a question?
I had a question for Sylvester Stallone. Is he still in here?
I don't think so. hey, I'll try to get back.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're being that guy.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Stallone.
Yeah.
So you play a marijuana dealer or salesman on this Tulsa Kingpin.
Yeah,
Kingpin. Now, have you ever experimented, or have you ever used drugs recreationally, like a marijuana? Are you a fan of the? Now it's legal. You're not admitting to anything illegal. It's now a legal drug in California. Do you partake of it?
I was very popular in the '80s. That should answer your question. I was a big star in the '80s. Mm-hmm. Different time, and that should answer your question.
So you did it all?
Did a lot of coke, yeah.
Coke, weed, heroin.
Mostly cocaine.
Poppers.
I would do heroin, and then now I just get the injections into my face.
Oh.
Right?
I don't... Does that get you high?
It gives me a little thrill, yeah.
I guess maybe, yeah.
I look in the mirror, and I go, oh, good. I look like I'm 90 trying to look 85, and I'm only 78.
So being in pain gets you off?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's why I fight boxing.
Is that why you get punched in the face?
I box. I hang from cliffs.
Right.
Yeah, I do all sorts of things.
Well, that's more of an adrenaline thing, probably.
Yeah.
Hanging from cliffs.
Hurt, hurt your hand.
Unless a rock falls on you.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah.
Speaking of the rock, that guy's I'm mad at that guy.
He kind of stole your thunder a little bit,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he smelled something.
Yeah, you were the king of the action movie until he came.
Yeah, I was. And then here come that guy. Then that governor.
Schwarzenegger was always up there too. But you guys,
we called him Schwarzen Monster.
Why?
What?
That's what we called him because we didn't like him.
Was that when you were on one of those drugs?
Yeah, I'm not a comedian.
Okay, well, sure. Is this a one-on-one sit-down? I thought this was a whole press conference, but I feel like I'm dominating.
Well, nobody else has raised their hand.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't want to interrupt again.
I'm done with my question.
Okay, over here, you had one?
Oh, wait, he's just the photographer. I don't know. Did you have a question?
I was just going to ask if you ever actually did marijuana. That was the reason why yeah.
We established that. Well, no. He answered it.
Wait, no. I thought you were an actual star of the 80s.
No, it's all cocaine.
Oh, it was all cocaine.
It was all cocaine.
Guys, I got to go. I clearly don't sound like myself today.
I was worried
about
that.
Did you have some marijuana today?
I'm clearly not myself. I probably should go.
Well, the problem is you're not mush-mouth enough.
Yeah. That's because I'm answering real questions.
I don't know if the bottle was actually
interested Stallone.
What's that?
This is interested Stallone.
Yeah. All right, guys, seriously, close up top. Okay. Close the top up.
All right. Closing up top. All the right. Famous phrase.
Okay, can't hear him now. He's all sealed up.
Yeah. Wait, is there air in there?
He's got an oxygen tank.
Yeah, he's out. He lives in there.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Stallone's in a bottle.
Yeah, I got you.
There we go. Hot character. Anyway, you can buy a bottle with Stallone on the side of it. It's on sale for $7. Get 25% off now.
I don't know if we helped or hurt sales with that. I'm going to say.
I think we entertained people. Yeah. I think we laughed like Colin Jost and Michael Che laughing at each other doing the things. That's what just happened.
That was my one complaint and I understand why it was happening, but they were cracking up so much they couldn't get the jokes out, and it kind of...
It hurt.
I thought it went a little... I know they can't control themselves, but like some of those punchlines I thought would have... Like if they were delivered more clearly, they would have hit even harder.
I prefer that they didn't.
Okay.
And I liked that it felt very podcasty.
It's very loose.
It felt like two comedians making each other laugh, and we happen to be witnessing it.
And that does serve the bit, but I think at a certain point when it interferes with, because those are great jokes.
I don't think it interfered. That's
to me it did.
Right, but you're more rigid than me. As a reminder, your word's not mine. Your family doesn't care for you. Yeah. You weren't here for that.
I was not here.
He admitted it. He admitted it. His family hates him.
Wow.
It's rough. It's three to one in that house.
Yeah.
Matt will go, hey, it's a beautiful day. Who wants to go swimming? Not with you.
Wow.
That's what they say to him.
It's rough.
I'm with you. Your children have more respect than that.
I agree.
Very good. You know, it's a bit, Oliver.
Yeah,
I know you
well
know.
Aware.
Well, let me ask Oliver this.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be on my pedantic side.
Wait, it is a bit because they've said things to me in private.
This came up at dinner last night, and this is why we were talking about how them not liking me. I said that Last Christmas by Wham or George. Is it George Michael or is it Wham?
That's Wham.
That's Wham. That's what I thought. I said that's the Die Hard of Christmas songs because I think the Die Hard is not actually a Christmas movie, but it's.
Really? Which I agree with.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
But wait, really? Do you not even agree with that? Because then you're never going to be on board with my Wham thing.
No, I think it is.
You think it's a Christmas movie?
How is it a Christmas movie? Just because there's a Christmas tree in the corner doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
And there's two
movie.
Songs. But here's the thing. I just watched it recently.
Okay.
And here's what I'll say. When they play I think they play It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas at the End. I forget what song it's something like that.
But I just saw it two nights ago, and I can't remember what song it was.
I think it's that.
And you think it's a Christmas movie?
Oh, 100%
is. It is an action festive film.
Here's the thing.
That's set at Christmas time. Right. End of story.
The film doesn't happen without Christmas.
Is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Yes. Yes. What?
It could have been. It's a vacation movie. It goes on a vacation.
What? No, actually, it's a child abuse movie.
It's a home invasion.
It's a home invasion movie.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny games.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It could. You know, at the party, they're celebrating the holidays, but they're also celebrating that the company's had a big, they have had a big year. So it could have just been office Christmas party gets invaded. It didn't have to be Christmas.
Well.
What?
Office what?
It's an office Christmas party.
No, that is Christmas.
It's set at Christmas. I'm not debating if it's set at Christmas or not. We're talking about an action film that came out in July of 1986 or 87.
You can't question the great Joel Silver, who said, make this a Christmas movie so we can play it every year at Christmas.
Yeah, because he knows that audiences are suckers.
Yeah,
they'll
fall
for it. They're like, it doesn't even need to be a Christmas movie. We'll just put a tree in the corner and everyone will watch it every
now
year.
Now ruin your argument with this bullshit.
Yeah,
outweigh.
Well, let me just say the thing about the song at the end. Because they play Christmas and Hollis at the beginning.
Yeah, they do.
It's on the radio.
Yeah. This is Christmas music.
And then at the end, on the score, there's a needle drop of whatever it is, Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Yeah. The reason that happens in that movie is because it's funny that we just saw a bunch of fucking people get blown up and killed and there's blood everywhere. And it's an ironic joke that, like, hey, the building's on fire and there's like fire trucks and ambulances everywhere. And here's this light, fun Christmas song. It's a juxtaposition, which is where the humor comes from.
I'm on your side.
Let me ask you this. Bad Santa, Christmas movie? That's the same thing. It's a juxtaposition of the worst possible man you could have be a Santa.
But it's about
Santa.
Yeah, it's a dark comedy. I mean, look, is that a Christmas movie? It's a dark comedy about a Santa, a guy who plays Santa.
I'm just shining a light of that particular argument and checking in on it.
I think it comes down.
Thank you for checking in.
If I may, to keep it on theme, check it twice.
That's a good point.
Santa Claus style.
Gotta find out.
I think the thing is that if you watched it any other time of year, would you feel like I should, like, this needs to wait?
No.
Because, like, when I'm, like, watching through a sitcom and it gets to the Christmas episode, like, I feel weird about it.
Yeah.
I know, has got to wait.
To me, because I saw Die Hard when it came out, I was like, this is a summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
It just happens to take place at Christmas. It doesn't matter. That's just an incidental part of the plot to me. A Christmas movie to me is something that evokes the spirit of the holiday.
The Santa Claus.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, he's in it.
I'm just gonna start listening to Christmas movies over here.
Anyway, so my point about Last Christmas is it's just a breakup song that's set at Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really a breakup. It's a heartbreak song.
Christmas.
Yeah, he's talking about what happened last Christmas.
Do you listen to that song at Christmas? Like, because
people do. That's the
thing. I know. Actually, because
when else would you listen to it?
I don't fully disagree.
No, but here's the thing. I'm going to use Oliver's argument. I'm going to flip flop it. When Last Christmas comes on my shuffle in July, I'm like, nah, I'm not in the mood. That's a Christmas song.
Yeah,
I skip it because it's a Christmas song.
Right? Because they released it as a Christmas song.
Yes,
which is why my argument sucks. But
I've said it before. He wears a little hat.
I know. I know everybody involved in it was like, this is a
fake
Christmas
snow
song.
Comes down. At the concert.
Right.
I kind of feel the same way about Die Hard, though. If it comes on in August, I don't feel like watching it.
Yeah, I mean, click pause, and then I don't change the screen for 3 months. And then when it's time,
you unpause
it.
Here we go.
You have to go buy another television to watch other things in the meantime. Yeah, I get that because it's become a tradition for many, many people to watch it at Christmas. But
the opening sequence is what makes, like, if it was needle dropped in the middle of the movie, I might not feel the same way.
Yeah.
But the opening part of it is what makes me feel that way.
He kills the guy and he puts a Santa hat on him.
Happy birthday.
That's right. It's a birthday hat.
Old man doesn't look that way.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I just, to me, it's like it's revisionist history that everyone was like, yeah, it's a Christmas movie because they like it and because it takes place at Christmas, it's a fun thing to put on at Christmas.
Which I agree with you, but he says, Joel Silver says, make it a Christmas movie so we can play it every year. So if that's what was said back in the day,
then why didn't they release it at Christmas time?
Dude, why do they release Halloween movies in June?
Do they?
Yeah. I don't know why. They do it because people are...
Yeah.
Joe Coy's Easter Sunday was released in, like, November.
And it was fucking hysterical. It doesn't matter what time of year that movie comes out.
It's going to be a slow burn. It's going to start now.
It's really going to build. Easter is the funniest holiday.
It's the funniest because it's a magic trick. He goes away and 3 days later he shows back up. So it keeps you on your toes.
The David Copperfield of his time.
Thank you for acknowledging Jesus as a magician. All right, speaking of the charts.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have not done this in a while.
Chart game.
And I thought it'd be fun with Oliver here.
We have a song for it.
Yeah. Hold on. Someone's at the door. Who's at the door?
Is this the 85 thing?
Let me look. That is an Amazon person. They are taking a ship.
All right. I'm ready.
Wait a minute. What?
I think you can play it. He's busy playing something.
To the charts. We're counting down to one.
To the charts.
We need them. Just read them. To the charts.
All right, so here's the deal.
wow. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
40 years ago.
Do you know the original song?
I do.
Oh, you do.
40 years ago. This is the chart from 40 years ago.
1984.
This week.
Okay.
1984. Now, first I'm going to drop this upon you. Here's the top 10 Christmas albums, sales-wise, in 1984.
Okay.
Boy.
And you're just going to give them to us, or we're going to
you know what? You look it up. You'll enjoy that.
There's no way we would ever.
I would never get it.
It's not interesting. It's not interesting or fun at all.
I mean, I'm trying to think
of Snoopy Christmas.
Who was huge back then, and did they have a Christmas?
Here's the thing,
Bruce.
No, here's of the contemporary at the time.
Yeah,
would be all right. So number 10. All right, I'll give you the title.
Okay,
and you tell me
and
if you
see
can,
if we can figure it out.
Yeah, by the way, you won't. That's the premise of this bit is
okay.
The album titles are so generic.
Oh, shit.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Number 10. The number 10 selling Christmas album in 1984. The title of the album, A Christmas Album.
Oh, God.
Aretha Franklin.
No.
Dolly?
No.
Bruce Springsteen.
No.
In Excess.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, God.
In 1984?
Number 9.
You're still alive.
Late for that trivia question.
Christmas at Our House.
Christmas
at our house.
That sounds familiar.
Mad?
Actually.
That's not what they're called. Crazy? What are they called?
No, I know what you're trying to think of.
Oh, you're thinking of the, yeah.
Oh, you're thinking about Madness?
Madness.
Madness.
Yeah.
No.
That's a good guess, though.
Our house. In the middle of our street. Merry Christmas.
Donnie and Marie?
Donnie Marie, no.
Is it?
They did have, I'll tell you this. She had a variety show.
Okay. At that time?
She had a variety show. Not at that time.
Who?
Okay.
The woman, because he gets he said Donnie Marie, so my
this is a female solo artist.
This woman had a variety show.
Oh. Marilyn McCoo.
No.
It's not quite right.
But the great, yeah, it is.
She hosted Solid Gold. Is that a variety show?
Yeah, but I think she and her Billy Davis Jr. had something going on.
A variety show in the 80s.
All right. Barbara Mandrell is the answer.
Oh, okay. Oh sure. The sisters.
Okay, yeah.
There's three of them, I think.
That's right. Mm. Yeah. All right, put your hands on buzzers now, because this one's going to be a lightning one to get to.
Oh, boy.
Number 8, Christmas album, 1984, A Chipmunk Christmas.
Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
The Chipmunks?
That's correct, Matt.
is that the one with the famous Christmas Time Is Here?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be.
They didn't make more than one, did they? Why would they?
Again, to the point of like Frank Sinatra, these were not albums that were released in 1984.
Right.
These were the sales.
Oh, good point.
At Christmas.
Wait.
Here's number 7. Mm-hmm. Oh, Holy Night.
Share.
Luther Vandross.
No.
Bing Crosby?
No way.
Anne Margaret.
Dumb.
That's not what I meant.
How about you give us if it's male, female,
male.
Or band? I mean, going forward, this one we've already.
I'm giving you a male. Who's Holy Night, male.
Who's the Canadian woman?
It's male.
I know it's male, but that
Anne
was
Murray.
Anne Murray. That's what I meant. Thank you.
Luciano Pavarotti.
Oh, okay. Boy.
All right, here we go.
That was my next guess.
Christmas Wishes, female.
Christmas Wishes.
Garen?
Grant.
Garen?
Amy Grant?
Garen?
Dolly Parton.
Garen?
Dolly Parton.
Garen?
Anne Margaret.
Garen.
Anne Murray.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. Number 5, female, A Christmas Album.
Wait. What was the other one called? The Sinatra one?
Sinatra one was called A Christmas Album. This one's called A Christmas Album.
What the fuck?
Whitney Houston.
No.
It's going to be someone
she
older.
Never had one. It is somewhat older.
Because that's what I'm starting to sense, is that these are not new albums. These are albums that are charting for this time of year.
That is correct.
So they're
Dinosaur.
Legacy.
Nope.
Not King Cole?
Nope. It's a lady.
Female.
Oh, it's a lady.
It's a lady. one of the biggest stars of all time.
Oh, Barbara.
Yes, Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
All right, number four, Christmas. It's a gentleman.
With an exclamation point?
A gentleman.
No.
Period?
I see no
punctuation.
Punctuation whatsoever.
Right. Tom Jones.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Yeah, it is crazy. Not. I'll give you a hint. Country artist.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Nice.
He was huge. It was a big year for him.
All right, here we go. Hands up, Buzzers. This one's going to be tough. Christmas Mannheim Steamroller.
Elliot.
I'll give it to Elliot.
Mannheim Steamroller?
That's the correct answer.
I really wanted to get it wrong just on purpose.
All right, number two.
Manhattan Transfer.
Christmas Portrait.
Oh.
Christmas Portrait.
Elliot. And James Taylor.
No way.
What is the male, female, or band? Wait, you're having trouble.
It's a band. It's a band name, but it's a duet.
It's a duo.
Duo, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It's a duo.
Oh, Captain and Tennille?
No, but close. Very close.
Okay.
Peaches and Herb?
No way. Dumb.
What is close to Captain
Oliver, you're not playing?
Is it thinking?
Have they been named previously?
No way.
Oh, so it's not Kenny and Dolly.
It is not Kenny and Dolly. It is, I'll give you the biggest hint of all. They're brother and sister.
Oh, the Carpenters?
Carpenters.
The Carpenters.
And number one, Once Upon a Christmas.
Elliot.
Yeah.
Burl Ives.
No way. Garen?
Did you say if it's
Dolly Parton.
Garen?
Dolly Parton.
Garen?
Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
There we go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
God. That album.
So he had two.
Now remember, I worked at the record store at that time. You could not keep that Kenny and Dolly album on the shelf. It was it was crazy.
Wow.
There was also one.
They're both huge.
The Alabama Christmas, which is not on this chart. That was like the second biggest seller.
Huh.
And we were not a big country store.
Mm. Is that the one with Hard Candy Christmas on it?
Sure. All right, here we go.
This is for real.
This is the pop chart this week in 1984.
Okay.
Now, the reason I'm doing this is the premise of the whole chart game initially was you can't believe that these songs are still
in the zeitgeist. Or people still know them.
And this chart.
Huh. Can I take a, before you start, can I just take a crazy stab at just naming one of the songs without
one of the 10.
Yeah.
One of the 20.
20.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, my guess, because this is would be a weird one.
Are you gonna guess at the number?
I can't. This isn't going to be right, but I'm going to say at number five, Do They Know It's Christmas?
I like that.
It's not on the chart yet because it kind of came out this week, so it doesn't make the chart till next
week.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken.
All right.
Okay.
I would have expected.
I think of the white power sign. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken,
secret.
Stand back and stand by. All right, we ready?
Yeah,
sure.
Number 20. Hello again,
Matt.
Yeah,
that's the Cars.
That's a correct answer. Now remember, you buzz it with your name.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know how this game worked.
All right, number 19. Understanding,
Matt.
Yeah.
There must be some.
Nope.
That's misunderstanding. Damn it. Then that's Phil Collins.
You got me understanding.
Don't.
No.
Bob Seger.
Okay.
And Silver Bullet Band.
I think that's the one that is not still.
Okay.
Penny Lover.
Matt.
Yeah.
That's Lionel Richie.
Do What You Do. Nobody's going to get this, but it was a big hit in the 80s. In 84. Why don't you do what you do when you did what you did to me?
I should know this.
Part of a big family.
Juice Newton?
Nope. Part of a big family.
Jermaine Jackson?
What?
Jermaine Jackson?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yes, sir. Number 16, I Can't Hold Back.
I can't.
Oh, Matt. I can't. Hold. Is that 38 Special?
No, but he wrote it.
Oh.
No, he didn't.
Hold back.
No, he did not.
God damn it.
Oh yeah. Jim Peterwick wrote this.
I can't hold back. Is this the soap opera guy?
Nope. It's we
were just talking about them.
Yep.
It's Soto.
Nope.
No. Fuck.
Survivor?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Survivor.
I was like, what stupid conversation did we have recently?
Wait, that's a long list.
I know. That's why I couldn't pull it.
So here's the deal. The rest of them should be
you've said that three times.
Here we go. 15. You're the Inspiration.
Matt.
Yes.
That's Chicago.
Born in the USA.
Matt.
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
All Through the Night.
Matt.
Aaron.
Matt.
All Through the Night. That's Cyndi Lauper.
That is correct answer. Run to You.
Matt.
Matt.
That's Bryan Adams.
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Matt.
Yeah.
Wham.
Valot.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Matt.
Yeah.
Elton John?
No.
Valot. Oh, wait. Valot. No, it's the, it's, is it, Valot. Is it, I shouldn't be able to go again, but is it,
well, we
David
don't know.
Bowie?
Yeah, no, yeah.
It is Julian Lennon.
Oh, right.
Okay.
All I Need.
Oh, this is Elliot. Jack Wagner?
Yes.
Yeah.
No More Lonely Nights.
Elliot.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney.
Correct. I Feel For You.
Matt.
Yeah.
Chaka Khan featuring Rufus. Featuring Melly Mel, I think.
We Belong.
Matt.
Yeah.
Pat Benatar.
Cool It Now.
Matt.
Yeah.
New Edition.
Sea of Love.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Oh.
Is it the old Sea of Love that came back?
Nope.
It's not Roy Orbison.
No way.
Is it Stray Cats, Elliot?
No way, Elliot.
Stray Cats, Elliot? Remember there was a Al Pacino movie called Sea of Love. And
can I go again?
Yeah.
Honey Drippers?
That's correct answer.
Wow.
The 60s version?
No, it is
not. Mm-mm. Weird. It's Robert Plant on vocal.
Oh.
All right, number three. These three are going to go fast.
Okay.
Number three, Out of Touch.
Matt.
Yeah.
Hall & Oates.
Wild Boys.
Matt.
Yeah.
Duran Duran.
Like a Virgin.
Matt.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Done. Boy.
I'm right. Slow.
Oliver. I sent you.
Okay.
But I feel good. I got like four.
That is a crazy
right
run of songs.
Yeah.
Now, I sent Oliver the bottom 20.
Oh.
Interesting.
These are the bottom 20.
Okay.
And my premise is this, is that I could run this in less than a minute.
Wow.
Wait, you didn't look at it ahead of time?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Ready?
So yes. We're just going to do this.
This is just solo? The Mac Challenge.
All right. Somebody time it.
Okay.
Somebody time it.
I'll do that.
All right.
I can't hold that's my premise.
It's a good song.
I'm excited to see.
I could have done that 20 in 20 seconds.
Wow.
All right, here
I
we go.
Fear there's always the oddball one in the bottom.
It takes longer than a second to say those titles. So.
Right, let's find out what happens. Here we go.
Three. You want me to say the title and your name and the artist?
Yes.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Thief of Hearts.
Nope. Good start. Good start.
Do I go down to 99 now or what?
Yeah.
Don't Wait for Heroes.
Dennis DeYoung.
Hands Tied.
Oh, it's a band. Daz Band.
Nope.
Jimmy Jackson.
Nope.
Oh, next one.
I Need You Tonight.
In Excess.
Nope. Different.
Freddie Jackson.
Nope.
I can't do this. Next.
Here you go.
The War Song.
War Song is Culture Club.
I'm So Excited.
That's Pointer Sisters.
Blue Jean.
Blue Jean, David Bowie.
Let It All Blow.
Let It All Blow is Daz Band.
The Wild Life.
Wildlife is it's She Lee.
Nope.
No, that's Glamorous Life.
Glamorous Life.
Wildlife is that Eddie Van Halen?
Nope.
Go.
I Can't Drive 55.
Sammy.
Fools Like Me.
No.
Turn Up the Radio.
Turn Up the Radio is Autograph.
Yep. What About Me?
What About Me is Moving Pictures?
Nope.
No, next.
Do It Again.
Next.
Time.
Just go through.
Okay, Small Town Boy.
Bronx Beat.
Yep. Taxi Dancing.
No.
I Want to Go Back.
I Want to Go Back. That's Eddie Money.
Yeah, Eddie Money.
Nope.
Oh.
I Want to Go
Back. Is all of them?
Nope. The Greatest Gift of All.
Uh-uh.
Hard Habit to Break.
Chicago. Isn't that?
And Tears.
Whitney Houston.
Tears is John Waite.
Yeah. All right, so.
All right, so what? So clearly, I came in cocky.
Did you get, what? Did you get like 10 right, maybe?
I might have got half, yeah.
Maybe.
That was still good, though.
All right, what did I get?
It was still moving.
All right, go to the ones I didn't get.
Okay, Thief of Hearts.
Thief of Hearts was number 100. Thief of Hearts.
Boy.
Is this an artist, band?
Yeah.
Dude. That's what, that was stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Thief of Hearts. It's a band?
No, it's a woman.
It's a woman Thief of Hearts. Initials.
MM.
Is it Marilyn Martin?
No.
Melissa Manchester?
Manchester?
Yeah, it's Melissa Manchester.
Manchester. Okay. I said Marilyn Martin because she sang Separate Lives, and I thought maybe that was a solo song.
Well, you were wrong.
Separate Lives, I think, is 85 anyway, so I'm wrong.
You
and
were
stupid.
Wrong.
All right, so that's one I didn't get.
Okay.
I'm going to keep track of the ones I didn't get.
Because you did. I feel like you got most of them.
But I didn't.
More than half. I think I got like 12.
All right, I got Dennis Young.
All right, no. Hands Tied.
Hands Tied.
This one you thought you knew.
This is a band featuring a person.
Is it? Maze featuring Frankie Beverly.
No. Is it Scandal featuring Patty?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, that's two I didn't get.
Okay. And then I Need You Tonight.
I said In Excess,
not
but it's
excess.
Not them.
Too early.
Who is it?
Any guess?
No.
Peter Wolf.
Oh, yeah. His solo album.
Then you got the next ones, and then Wildlife, The Wildlife.
Is that from the Wildlife soundtrack? That's why I said Eddie Van Halen.
What's The Wildlife? That was a movie?
It was a movie, yeah. That Eddie Van Halen played on the soundtrack. who is it?
That's Bananarama.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, good for them. They deserve it.
All right, then did you get Fools Like Me?
No.
Okay.
Who is that?
That's Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
That's a car coming up from the left side of the yeah. street there.
Yeah.
T-boned.
Maybe you should have done 40 to 30 or something.
I thought, because I worked at the record store in 84, yeah. that I would know these.
You knew something.
I didn't know this was, you know, this horseshit Lorenzo Lamas bullshit was going to happen.
That song, Wildlife, is from the movie.
It is.
It's a Cameron Crowe movie.
What?
Who stars
Cameron
in it,
Crowe wrote it. Yeah, I didn't know he wrote it. Okay. Chris Penn.
That's right.
Leah Thompson.
Huh.
Mitchell Smith, sorry. Jenny Wright, Eric Stoltz, Rick Moranis, Hart Bachner, and Randy Quaid.
Yeah. Never heard of this movie.
It's okay.
Huh.
It's okay.
Maybe I heard about it and forgot about it.
No, that's Oklahoma, Jimmy.
Oh, it's seen as a spiritual sequel to Fast Times.
Yeah. But it's
just
not.
Just because of Crime and Crows.
So that's, and that's why they got Sean Penn's brother to be in it.
Yeah, right.
So sad.
They got to, at the time where Chris Penn's face took up the entire screen.
Hey, pretend to be stoned.
It's such a wide head. Dead now. Go ahead. Next. I just want to see how many I didn't get.
Did you get the autograph one?
Yeah, of course I did. Okay. Couldn't have said it faster.
Okay. What about me?
What about me? I said was moving pictures, but you're saying it's not that. What about me? It isn't fair. I'm singing the moving pictures. Is this a band?
No, it's an artist with two other artists.
Hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
It's Kenny Rogers with Kim Carnes.
With Kim Carnes and who is the other one? It's Sheena Easton.
Mm-mm.
It's not? Give me the initials.
J.I.
J.I.?
Julio Iglesias?
Oh, James Ingram.
Yes, James Ingram.
Hmm.
All right, then do it again. Do it again.
Do
it again. Wait, I didn't get that one. Do it again. I got. Wasn't that Desmond?
No.
Something else was Desmond.
Who is it?
That's the Kinks.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song.
Then did you get Taxi Dancer?
No, not even. I've never even heard of it.
That's Rick Springfield with Randy Crawford.
Good for him.
Yeah. All right, then I want to go back.
Oh, we thought it was Eddie Money.
Yeah, it's not that.
Hold it's Billy Satellite.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Launch
Billy Sats, they call him.
All right, go ahead.
Then The Greatest Gift of All.
Didn't get that one either.
Not The Garen. Greatest Love of All.
Garen.
Oh, yeah.
Dolly?
Dolly
Parton?
Garen.
And Murray?
Nope.
What was the
Kenny
other?
Rogers?
Kenny?
And Dolly Parton?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's a Christmas.
From that album.
Christmas. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
And then you got the other ones.
All right, so I got 9. What a disappointing showing.
So you missed 11?
No, I got... Yeah, I missed 11.
Okay.
Hmm.
Wow.
All right, here we go. We got one more chart.
Oh, okay.
What was the one you sent me the other day?
Last week. Might be 85.
I think that was 85. Do you want to do that?
Yeah. But here, before that, I want you guys to do this one.
Okay.
This is the U.S. album chart for 1984.
So albums.
Album.
Okay.
And this is pretty easy.
So you're going to name the album. We have to name the artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Suddenly.
Oh, Elliot.
Yes.
Is that Lionel Richie?
No.
No, but it's I'm close.
Yeah.
Commodores?
No, it's a guy.
It's Elliot again, James Ingram?
No, come
what
on.
What year was this again? I'm sorry.
84.
84.
Is it Luther?
No, Billy Ocean.
Oh, God, I should have got
Heartbeat
that.
City. Heartbeat City.
I don't know album names from that era.
Yeah, neither do I.
The Cars.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna do two more. If you don't get them, we're abandoning this.
Okay.
Vilott.
Matt.
Yeah.
Julian Lennon.
Yeah.
There you go.
I Feel for You.
Matt.
Yeah.
That's Chaka Khan.
The Unforgettable Fire.
Matt.
Yeah.
That's you too.
Mm-hmm. Lush Life.
Matt.
Yeah.
Lush Life. Shit. I thought I knew it, but I don't.
We're gonna know it though.
Linda Ronstadt. Tropico.
Oh boy. Elliot.
Yeah.
Oh come on. I got to get my wrong guess out. The drummer from
Pat Benatar.
Okay.
She's So Unusual.
Matt.
Yeah.
That's Cindy.
Reckless.
Matt.
Yeah.
Is it the guy that you met? He wears the sunglasses at night.
Brian Adams.
Oh yeah.
Sports.
Matt.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Okay. Can't Slow Down.
Oh Matt.
Yeah.
That's Lana Richie.
17.
Oh.
Oh. Elliot. Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. Jesus Christ.
The Woman in Red soundtrack.
Matt.
Yeah.
The Woman in Red soundtrack is Stevie Wonder.
That's correct. Volume 1, Honey Drippers. Okay. Big Bam Boom.
Oh, we should know this.
Oh, shit.
Hall & Oates.
Right.
Arena.
Matt.
Don't Get Scared.
It's Duran Duran.
It is.
Yeah.
Private Dancer.
Matt. Tina Turner.
Yeah. Like a Virgin.
Madonna.
Born in the USA.
Bruce
Purple
Bruce
Rain.
Prince.
All right, give me the bottom of 85. Okay. And then we have to end this.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I dropped my glasses. It's going to take a minute.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. People said they like Chart. I don't know if they like it this much.
The people who don't like it were very happy for the last few months. The people who do like it were unhappy. Now they're going to be happy, and all those other people are going to be pissed.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going deep into the charts.
Okay.
Year end.
This
is what?
Bottom of the U.S. charts for December 14th, 1985.
All right, so this is
Jimmy only.
I'm still working in the record store. All right, so who's timing it?
I can. You want a countdown from 1 minute? Is that what we're looking for here?
I don't know. Don't do a countdown, just to see how long it takes.
All right, so stopwatch okay. then.
And then all we'll right. see how many I get.
All right, so are you both ready?
Starting at 100. You ready?
Three, two, one, go.
Chain Reaction.
Chain Reaction is Journey.
No.
Porn Sisters.
No.
I'm out.
Okay. The Oak Tree.
Out.
Sounds of Your Voice.
Out.
Discipline of Love.
Out.
He'll Never Love You Like I Do, in parentheses.
Out.
Cherish.
Cool in the Gang.
Yes. Lonely Old Night.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yep. Beats So Lonely.
Charlie Sexton.
Yep. Don't Say No Tonight. Never heard of this.
No.
Person. What?
Secret.
No.
Caravan of Love.
No.
The Heart Is Not So Smart.
No.
And She Was.
And she was. That's Talking Heads.
Yes. I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll.
Is it Dave Edmunds?
No.
Nick Lowe.
Yes. Somewhere.
Somewhere. James Ingram?
No.
Streisand.
Yep. Day by Day.
No. Oh, no. Hooters.
Yep. Fortress Around Your Heart.
Sting.
Yep. So in Love.
OMD.
Yes. This Time.
This Time is Zepp Ryan Adams?
No.
Is it This Time is In Excess?
Yep. And We Danced.
And We Danced the Hooters again.
Yeah. Hooters on here twice. Wow. Also, OMD on here twice, but...
Wait, are we done?
Yeah.
So it's like a minute 15, let's call it.
All right, but how many did I miss?
You got more than 10.
I think you did the same. It was probably 11. I got 11.
Because that run in the beginning was a disaster.
Okay, so Chain Reaction, you didn't get. That's Diana Ross.
Diana Ross. That's not a bad song.
The Oak Tree.
Yeah, who's that?
Morris Day.
And the Time.
The Time not involved or not listed.
Oh. Mm.
Then The Sounds of Your Voice, you didn't get. John Butcher Axis.
Oh, that album's okay.
And then Discipline of Love, I don't think you got.
Give me a hint.
This guy was...
initials.
Okay. I was coming up with a better hint. He was a lead singer of a like spin-off group. Like I know that the floor loved the spin-off group category. So we'll
go with that. Oh, boy. Is it Paul Rogers?
No. It's Robert Palmer.
He's addicted.
And then He'll Never Love You Like I Do.
Yeah, who's that?
Freddie Jackson.
Yes, it is. I guessed him earlier.
So, okay, that's...
I guessed him a year earlier.
So that's five you didn't get, right?
Yeah.
And then you got this one, Cherish, was Cool in the Gang.
I did get that.
You got that one. Lonely Old Night, you got. Beat So Lonely.
I got that, Charlie Sexton.
Yeah. Don't Say No Tonight. This is a guy I never heard of. Eugene Wilde.
I was going to guess Matt Gaetz.
Come on, man. The guy's going through a tough time. I don't know. I've never heard of Eugene Wilde in my life.
Yeah. Okay, so now this song, Secret, I don't think you got this.
I did not.
This is OMD, listed as OMD.
Oh.
And then when the other song was credited as Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
That's interesting.
It's kind of strange that they had two different things on the same chart.
Yeah.
And then Caravan of Love you did not get.
Uh-uh.
That's Isley, Jasper Isley.
Yes, it is.
The Isley Brothers.
Yeah, it is.
The Heart Is Not So Smart you didn't get.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's his weird. This is L. DeBarge with DeBarge.
Oh, good for them.
So strange. Just call it DeBarge then.
I wanted to stand out.
And She Was, you got. That's Talking Heads. I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll. You got.
Nick Lowe.
Eventually, you got that one. You got the Barbra song. Day by Day, you got. Hooters. You got the Sting song. Mm-hmm. You got the other OMD song. You got the... Oh, This Time? Did you get that one?
No.
This Time. I haven't heard of this. Maybe if I heard the song, I don't know. It's a big, big band. They've come up already today. They're not American, but not British.
Australian?
I didn't want to say it that
Midnight
way.
Midnight Oil?
Too obvious to say it that
I
way.
I said In Excess.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
You got that one. It's In Excess. And then you got the Hooters. That's,
all right, so it was a nine?
And We Danced.
Roughly again?
Lost count.
Someone.
I thought I counted to 11 for you.
I don't know. I got 11 of them.
I think so.
All right. So here's what I got the I got 20 out of 40.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. We'll I mean, it's that. Better than I probably had done.
It's an F.
I came in very cocky. Came in very
you
cocky.
Did come in very
but
cocky.
Like, let's be honest. Most of those songs have been forgotten to the sands of time. So the fact that you remembered any of them is kind of impressive.
I'll accept yeah. that. That's I also thought there might be some more from the top that were just falling.
Yeah.
Because you always get the weird Eugene Wilds. I'm okay with that.
That's why
there
I
were
think,
too many of them.
I think it's too hard to do 100 to 80 because then you're getting songs that never got past 80.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you did 40 to 20, there'd be songs you knew Agreed. Even if they didn't get into the top 20.
That Eugene Wild. Not Matthew Wilder. That's a different guy altogether. No.
And yeah. not
Gene Wilder.
No, Gene Wilder's an actor.
Certainly not.
Certainly.
He sang.
Thank you. Think about Abbott.
Certainly.
Well, that's what. Garen, have you looked up Eugene Wilde? Have you?
No, do you want me to?
Yes.
There's another. Isn't there a woman named something Wilde?
There's Kim Wilde.
Kim Wilde. That's what
her big hit was The Kids in America.
Right.
Whoa. And she did a cover of.
Whoa.
Oh, she did a cover of another song, the one that Sam Harris also did a cover of. And I can't pull the title of it.
Didn't she do Betty Davis Eyes?
No, that's Kim Carnes. You have a project to do.
What's the homework situation, Garen? Yeah,
you're not supposed to be chiming in here unless it's about Eugene Wilde, sir.
He's an American R&B singer with two number one hits on the U.S. Billboard R&B charts.
He's an R&B guy.
In the 80s.
I never heard of him.
Speaking of parenting, I got a question I've been thinking about.
Okay.
Well, with you like checking in on homework,
yeah.
What is...
Oh, let me... just before you ask this, let me say why I said that, because it's one of my new favorite factoids. Zoe was telling me that, you know, Gracie Abrams, who's now very popular, she had never performed a show live in person before the pandemic, so her first live show was like after lockdown. But anyway, during lockdown... she was doing Zoom shows like a lot of comedians had been doing. And apparently on one of the Zoom shows, so she's like playing a song in the middle of a song. You can hear her mom come in the room and say, "What's the homework situation, Gracie?"
Oh, no way.
Which is the greatest thing ever. I think
that's
funny
great.
To me.
That's
just the line, "What's the homework situation?" I just love the phrasing of it.
Yeah,
it's so
perfect.
Good.
That's astounding. Yeah. That's great.
All right. What's your question, Oliver?
Oh, like what is the point of sending a kid to their room? Like that's where all their toys are. Like, oh no, I can't spend more time in the den.
Yeah.
Like that's like, that's an excitement for them that they get to go back to their room.
Probably,
is this where you're going to do a flappers next time?
What do you mean? I'm asking you, what? Come on.
Is this is this your new opening bit?
Yeah.
Hey, we didn't talk about this with you.
But answer his question before we get into that.
Well, you don't need to, really.
He's not wrong.
I think back in the day, you wanted to go outside. You wanted to see your friends.
Oh, so you can't go outside.
It's from a time when children didn't have things. They didn't have their own possessions.
But they had ties. And,
yeah, their room was literally a bed and maybe a bucket to piss in.
maybe an umbrella. Maybe an elephant with wheels.
Yeah. It sucked, basically, is the point. But yeah, you're right. That's where Charlie wants to be most of the time. Yeah. I have to drag him out of his room.
Yeah. Get out of your room, young man.
Yeah.
That's your punishment.
Go outside.
Get to the basement.
But yeah.
Somebody would say.
That seemed too real.
That was...
Wait, what?
No. Jesus. What happened to your childhood, Garen?
No, it wasn't allowed in the basement. That was Dad's zone.
You had a basement?
In Michigan, yeah.
Trailers have basements?
Damn.
Yay.
Shots fired. Joke from the 1990s.
My mom and my brother and I lived in a trailer. My dad had the house.
I see.
I don't know how that happened.
That seems wrong.
It does seem wrong.
Seems a little backwards.
Kind of does. Kids, get out.
Yeah.
Go find yourself a new school district.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Gary.
I've never heard this story.
I think we're learning more and more about Gary's dad.
Story.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that whole situation. I don't know.
Well, if you had a good relationship with your dad, you could ask him about it.
Nah.
Maybe now's the time to ask him.
I'll see what happens when I get to...
When you go to Michigan. Are you going to see him? There was talk of you not seeing him.
I don't have plans to, but here's the thing with me. I don't hold on to shit. Like, I don't hold on to grudges, and as much as that pisses me off and offends me and everything...
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I'll probably just be like, whatever. It happened. There's nothing I can do about it now. But
you're talking about him voting for Trump or him saying that he doesn't accept gay people or whatever?
All of the above.
Yeah. doesn't all fold into each other?
Yeah,
kind of. It's all the same shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's all the same, only the names have changed. Johnny B taught us that.
Mm. Johnny BJ. Bon Jovi. He also likes BJs. I'm sorry. I know we're talking about a serious thing, but
what rock star doesn't?
I mean, there's probably a couple who've passed on them, but no, thank you.
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm just going to have some of this this chips and dip over here while you guys all get blown.
Got some macaroni salad I'm going to enjoy.
I can see myself turning one down if other people are also getting them at the
same
time.
My son is here. Wow.
I said turning them down. We don't know what it is. It's just he got initials.
Well, BJ's.
My son is here. Don't make my family hate you.
Bacon jerky.
I wanted to make sure Elliot knew what we were talking about. We're talking about blowjobs.
Oh, all right.
One time in class, I was talking about the restaurant BJ's. They were talking about, like, what's your favorite place in the Fox Hills Mall? And someone was like, oh, I love BJ's. Or I was like, yeah, I like going to BJ's. And I said at the top of my lungs, I love BJ's.
You meant the restaurant.
I meant the restaurant.
For humor? Or did you?
No, I meant it seriously. I was so excited.
You didn't know what you were doing.
No, I know what I was doing.
You stumbled into comedy gold.
I stumbled, yeah. As with most of the things I say.
Did everyone laugh?
Yeah. Good. And then I was like, wait, what's up, guys? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, funny.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, these are funny.
I meant it. I meant it.
Yeah.
Speaking of you being funny, we talked about it without you here.
Yeah.
But you made your stand-up comedy debut at Flappers last month. And yes. How do you feel? Like, everybody keeps asking me, do you have the bug now? Do you want to keep doing it?
I mean, it was really nice. It felt really good. It was a lot of fun to do. And I don't know. I guess I'd like to do it, but I don't know. I'm not, like, itching to do it again because I think I'm just very happy with how it went, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Very lucky. I really appreciate the opportunity to do it.
My pleasure. Happy to help.
Well, no, thank you.
You definitely. Had a couple of friends there.
I did. I had a couple of friends there.
How do they like it?
They did like it. They liked it a lot.
That's the thing that we didn't talk about, but that's almost to me crazier than you doing stand-up for the first time, is doing stand-up for the first time with friends in the room. Like, that is absolutely horrifying to me.
Agreed.
Like, I can't even imagine. Doing it, like, if you feel like, I got to try this, I want to know, like, how it feels, or I want to know if I could be good at this, you do it in front of a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, right.
And now I know you know that your parents and me and Garen and my family, like, we're going to be supportive. So you
know, and I really appreciated it. Like, generally, it was very nice.
Look,
thank you.
It was very selfish on my part. Like, I had nothing to do with supporting you. I just was very curious to see how it would go. But I'm happy to give you the support. But it was more like, hey, there's going to be a car crash in a couple hours. You want to stand there and watch it? No, I mean, I thought it was going to be great, but I wanted to support you. But I think it's going to be, it's a weird thing to say, but it was like, I suspect this will be good, and so I want to see it for that reason, in addition to being supportive.
Well, thank you.
But the thing is, like, friends, well, I don't know, maybe your friends seem very nice, unlike my friends when I was growing up. They were assholes, so, like, they would have been, like, heckling me, basically. So
yeah.
that's definitely would never have happened. So what was they like you, obviously they like you as a friend, but, like, they're like, are they encouraging you to be a comedian and stuff like that?
I guess, well, I wasn't gonna invite anybody, mm-hmm. but then they were there one day when you were also there and you mentioned it. And
that's
you were
right.
They were like, you're getting ready for Saturday? And I was like, I guess. And they were like, well, what's going on Saturday?
Oh, you spilled the beans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see what
I
happened.
Think intentionally.
Oh, don't even think.
No.
Yeah. I can confirm it.
Yeah.
Hey, he's also a good detective.
Yeah. I knew Angela would be on board with the idea of you doing it.
Yeah.
And then once Angela says, yes, you got to do it, then I knew you couldn't back
then
down.
Then that locked you in. So you were kind of nudging them so that he couldn't get out of it.
Okay. I got to get locked in.
And then she also mentioned it around my other friend who was there that you saw, Saisha, and then she also came. Mm-hmm. So then I had them too. And it was very nice.
They liked it.
Appreciated it. Yeah.
Will you, I'm very serious, will you have them find the bottom 200 from
send it to me,
and I will know them all.
Guy who can't let it go. I got it. Give me 86 then. Give me 84, 83.
It was an off year. It was an off year.
A horrible showing in my part. But what was not a horrible showing was you at Flappers. It was wonderful.
Thank you. That's very, very kind.
You did
Thank
a great
you.
Job. Everybody
really
that saw the clip thinks it's terrific.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
What here? Because I we talked about it here, and I've asked your dad a couple questions about secondhand getting info about, like, how you felt about it. But I had other thoughts and other questions that I'll ask you directly.
Yeah.
Have you written other material that wasn't part of that?
Not really.
Okay.
Not
so. You're not like sitting around writing jokes all the time, but you think. I mean, that's
I guess,
the thing.
Yeah, I guess
like
I,
there's stuff that you say in conversation that's clearly like a thought out. Like I'm, you know,
right.
Yeah. Okay. So, but you're not like writing
like that hot sent into your room.
Yeah, that's
that debuted.
Everybody's talking about it on the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's already stolen it.
Oh shit.
It's in Bert Kreischer's new special.
No, this is all copyright.
I think it's if I may, Oliver. I think some guys with rolled up sleeve sport coats may have done that bit in 1987.
Well, I'm sure they did.
Yeah, they were ahead of the game. You know why? You weren't born yet.
Yeah.
Everything's old. Everything old is new again, though. Maybe that joke's going to come back around.
Yeah, I don't even know if that joke's ahead of the game. I think that joke that's at the game. That's in the bleachers.
Here's what I think about that joke. I think that if a 30-year-old man gets on stage and does that joke, I want to punch him in the face. If 17-year-old kid gets on stage and does that joke, I go, yeah, that's what his life is.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. I'm not saying do it.
No, I'm not going to do
saying,
it. I'm not.
Had you done it, yeah. I wouldn't have said, hey, yeah. You know what? That's a little
bit. I wasn't even planning to. Like, I was not planning to do that because it's not that. It's
no,
not
you
fun.
Wanted to bring it up here.
But here's the thing. Yeah. now we're getting into the territory that is like a different topic, which is like the Sam Levine doing stand-up when he's 12 type shit, which right. is a different, that's a whole different story.
That's a kid doing, you know
and,
what I mean?
That's what I don't want to, I wouldn't never want to be.
Right. But you luckily know? you're now old enough that it doesn't come off that way. You know what
okay,
I mean? Like,
well, good.
Like I was saying, I think I was saying to you, Jimmy, like if you walked into that room that night, you wouldn't have known if you were in college or if you were 22 or
oh,
if
okay.
you were, you know, it's not, it wasn't clear. It was just like, this is just a young man doing stand-up comedy.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Like, yes, the material was based on you being a high school student, but if it
right.
hadn't been, people wouldn't have been like, what the fuck is this high school student doing on stage?
Okay.
It was just like, yeah, this is just a young comic. It's fine.
Well,
but there was that whole thing, and there's been a few people throughout the years who have sort of capitalized on this. Like, you can't shiv a 12-year-old on stage as an audience. Like, you can't just be like, boo, you fucking suck. Like, and obviously no one's gonna do that, but like, there you get so much leeway when you're a young kid. Yeah.
There was a kid that used to go up at the Improv all the time. His dad would bring him. His dad was a stage dad and he was kind of an asshole, and the kid would go up and the kid was but the audience would laugh because it's a kid, you know. Oh, isn't it great? He's only 10. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And you'd go, no. It's a 10-year-old getting up in front of the family doing stuff. It's horrible. Get him out of here. He's not ready for this.
Yeah.
But he can't bomb because
everybody
the audience
on it,
won't let him
Everyone's
bomb.
Everyone's on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he gets to the car and he feels good about it. And his dad lies to him. Great. You know, it's like you're getting laughs because you're 10.
Yeah. That's the weird thing about stand-up is like we always say, like, or I always think of it as like this great meritocracy where you're either good and you get laughs or you're not and you don't. But there are things like that, and there are other examples of that where it is not a meritocracy, where you can sort of game the system.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hacks who are successful and they kill because they know the tricks of getting a crowd going.
100%.
And that's where it kind of is a weird thing. It's like there's both things are happening. Like, there are people who are genuinely funny and the crowd is sort of validates the fact that yes, this person is good at this because they're funny and that they do it the right way.
Thank you.
And then there's just this like weird other thing that happens in stand up where it's not to me not kosher, but I guess that kept the clubs open for years.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot of it happening now again.
Yeah,
there's always been that the hacks that fill the arenas and the you know the comics who don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
and a little bit of in between.
A little
too.
Bit in between.
There's people who
absolutely
like Dane Cook was on one level physically very hacky, but he also had good material when he started.
Agreed.
Or when he was like first getting big and. So it was a perfect storm of like, wow, this guy is servicing all quadrants.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy to see. Like, that's why he blew up, I think, is because the stupid people who only liked seeing a guy throw water on his head loved him. And then people like me were like, hey, that's a good joke.
That's
I appreciate
good
that.
Joke, right.
Yeah.
And by the way, when it comes to Dane, the only reason the material got bad was because he had to turn it around too quickly. And he's playing to 30,000 people instead of 3,000.
And he may have also realized it doesn't matter if the material is not good. He got to a point where the material was not important.
It's almost like what happens on SNL where there's, you know, they just woo things.
Yeah.
I noticed that on this last one.
Just laugh. Stop wooing.
Because who was one of the guests was, I can't remember her name, but she's
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy. Mm-hmm. She came out after they didn't know she was going to come out again, and they just were like, oh, she's saying things.
Yeah. They did that for every single person who had been in the cold open.
Yeah.
They came back out and they get wooed.
We already saw you.
You know they're there. Why are you cheering again? They already got the applause and the cheer for being there. Now let them perform the sketch that they wrote.
Because a couple times it did seem to interfere with them delivering lines.
100%.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
And they're good, so let them be good.
Let them be good and just laugh or don't laugh, as I've always said. There's no wooing in comedy. Stop wooing somebody walking on stage.
That crowd is, it's so weird. Like, I don't know if you've ever gone back, Oliver, maybe you've done this, like to watch an SNL sketch from, I don't know, let's say like 2004 or 1997, like, or 1994. There were seasons and times where SNL was not doing well. And it was so not doing well that even the audience in the fucking room wasn't supportive.
Really?
Yeah. Right. And like, you watch them and you're like, holy shit, this sketch is bombing. That doesn't even happen anymore. There's never, because it's everyone's so excited about SNL that they're just so excited to be there. But it's so weird to think that there was a time when people were like, no, this fucking sucks. And I'm just going to not laugh.
Wow.
Did you see in the closing? I don't know if you watched the closing credits of the most recent SNL. Again, this is weeks ago now because of when this episode drops.
Yeah.
But in the closing credits, you could see Des Mukes turns to Heidi Gardner and says, why won't Dana Carvey leave? why is he living in a tent?
Get out of here. It was like this. It was like the sketch in the cars.
Like, they were the cars.
You
again.
Need to leave. You leave now.
I thought that sketch should have been longer.
Here's the thing. That they've done that sketch before. Yeah.
It's I've never seen it before.
Oh, it's they've done the exact
they did it before,
thing.
You have.
It's almost beat for beat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even the thing with the balls and the, I think the,
oh, that was
I
definitely
think that
in
same
it.
Joke yeah. was in the last yeah, time that, they
oh,
did it.
Oh, you're right then. Yeah.
But
I want to say it was like Quinta Brunson, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. Good call. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, she was one of the people in one of the cars.
Yeah.
But I know you're kind of shitting on it. I kind of think it's like a funny premise.
It just was too long.
Yeah.
I think it's a funny premise, but it's too long.
I think the Melissa McCarthy thing was a good, like,
that was a good out.
Yeah. I like that it sort of brought it up. I know it's, I know you're going to shit on it because it's just kind of cheap. Like, hey, she's pressing her tits on a window. And that's the sort of,
I think she's better than that.
Sure.
I think she is that.
Yeah.
Ultimately I mean, better and worse. Like that's what she does.
The thing that I thought it was very funny. And the thing that I appreciated about it is that
I called you. I want to write that down.
Yeah, it was 105.
All right, go ahead, Edgar.
Thought Melissa McCarthy was very funny.
Yeah,
that she she still goes that far.
I agree. The physicality.
She's not a thing. She's not above that. Like that's what I kind of feel like is
licking the window. Oh, I had it.
Yeah.
I mean, and then look at that to me was
agreed.
Hysterical.
Agreed. I just agree to agree.
It was a great episode. I don't think there was really a horrible.
Garrett.
I liked the whole thing.
Good for you. I don't know what gummy was stuck in your fucking tooth.
I will quote Irma.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you think this is funny?
What was the low part? I'm not saying it was flawless. I'm sure that there was dips and troughs and
I'm always baffled.
Dips, troughs, gutters, foxholes. I mean, there were a lot of things.
Here's the thing. Like, I'm with you. I don't know, but I don't know week to week. I mean, there are certain weeks where like everybody agrees this was bad.
Yeah.
This I don't think this was one of those weeks. I thought this
it was better
than
the week before because Martin Short can freaking deliver a line like you're supposed to.
You mean the two times he was allowed in his sketch?
Yeah, right. Well, but I was thinking about Chris Rock and I was comparing the two of them.
Yeah.
And Martin Short did his job. Like the opening, the monologue thing, he had some spots where he seemed to be having some trouble, but by and large, he did the job.
That was a tough thing to try to do.
Yeah.
And he did okay with it.
There were a couple spots where he did ruin the joke, but he ruined the joke by being too fast, not too slow.
Yeah. Yeah, he's lost a step in terms of cue card reading, which is like anybody would at that age. But I don't know. Were there too many people on the cold open? Yes. Did it need to happen that way? No. Is almost every sketch in the episode, I think, is something that they have done before and knew was reliable. And that's the up and the down of it. It's like, okay, you've done the Five Timers Club thing a million times, but you know it's going to work because there's some good jokes in it, and that'll be fun. And then the thing with the two cars, there's going to be... Like, they know that sketch works, so they just do it again. The joke swap is always good. They know that's going to kill, and it did. I thought the Peanuts thing was funny. I liked that.
It was all right. It felt like forced to me. Like, why? I didn't understand why those characters. I guess I sort of understand, but I didn't understand why those characters were there. It seemed like they wanted to do those characters, and they decided it should be the Peanuts.
Oh, you mean the Martin Short?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bowen Yang, yeah. I don't know. I just have low standards with SNL, maybe, because it's just like, whatever it does, it's just like, yeah, that's what SNL is. Like, I don't expect it to be amazingly funny. I just kind of...
Let's agree on this.
Yeah.
It's insane that this was only the fifth time Martin Short's hosted.
Yes.
That was shocking.
Crazy. When you see the people, like John Mulaney, who's wonderful. How did John Mulaney host this five times faster than...
Right.
How did Scarlett Johansson...
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I like her, but...
No, there's people... Like, I was looking at the full list of people who weren't there. Jonah Hill has hosted five times.
No.
Yes.
And did Alec Baldwin actually host 17 times?
Yes.
That's what he says.
In addition to the 50 million...
Yeah.
Right. Like, when he was Trump and he was just there all the time.
Yeah, there was a string of time where he was on... it seemed like every other episode was hosted by Alec Baldwin. And I don't know if it was before even Trump.
Right? Yeah. And he was always great.
That's the thing. It's kind of hard to remember now how fucking good he was in those years where it was just like you wanted him to be there every week because he was so funny.
Let's remember Martin Short was a cast member for a while as well. Yeah, so that kind of plays into it.
Well, that's the weird thing. So how many cast members have hosted five times? I know Tina and him, but I don't know if...
Is Chris Rock getting close?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Will Ferrell twice?
I don't... See, that's the thing. The really big people like Eddie Murphy haven't done it that many times.
Well, John Mulaney, if you count him.
I don't.
He's a writer.
Yeah, he was a writer. That's what Elise said, but I was like, hey, he's a writer. Just a writer.
Well, we wish all the five-timers luck. You know that.
I think it's insane. Speaking of insane, I think it's insane that John Hamm hasn't hosted five times. He's got to be at four, right?
He's got to be at four.
But like he's continued to work and do things that are promotable, and he's always great. He's to me like
he's Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin of this era.
Yes, he certainly should be on there right now, or should have been on when he was nominated for the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good chance for John Hamm to come back.
Yeah.
Although he appeared in a sketch, right?
He's been back a bunch of times.
But not hosting.
Yes, yeah.
Wait, maybe he's done it five times.
He hasn't.
Three. And they were three home runs.
Hmm.
That doesn't seem like enough. He's been around since, 2010? When did he first... It had to be around then, when Mad Men started.
Yeah.
14 years, three times.
He does impressions. Mm. He commits to the character. He knows his lines.
How many times has Ariana Grande done it? Who's also great, but I'm not taking anything away from her.
No, she could be a cast member.
And
she's really good.
And she's a superstar. So, I get it. She's more famous than John Hamm. But I would guess that it's probably also three, right?
I think John Cassell at the forum.
She's on a two. Okay.
Well, only two, huh?
That's second time hosting, fourth appearance.
Oh, she was a musical guest.
She's just a child.
Yeah. So does that count for the Five Timers Club if you were a musical guest?
Probably not. We're going to have a different club for that.
I think
though.
It's Five Time Hostie Club.
I think Hozier's still playing that Christmas song. Right?
You're saying it's long, or you're saying that he's so tall it's finally getting down to you?
It might be both.
Yeah. I like both of those songs.
Oh, yeah?
That's a Pogue song, right?
This is way too long of a conversation about something that happened 3 weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, for people listening, that's fair. They're going to be like, why are they still
sorry, everybody.
About?
But what we do have is we got our friend Garen texted us and said he's got a celebrity sighting.
Oh, hey, that's cool. We should probably do something.
Do it. All right, Garen, where were you?
The Egyptian Theater.
You were seeing a movie.
Oh.
On Saturday night, Die Hard.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
This person was in the audience.
Was it a Die Hard cast member?
It was not.
But it's an actor.
They are an actor, yes.
Is it a gentleman?
It is not a gentleman.
It's a lady.
It is a lady.
Over 40?
Yes.
Lady over 40. Oliver, you can play.
Does she do other things or just acting? You said that when you said she's an actor, it made me think there was...
She does do other things.
Is it Martha Stewart?
No.
She's over 40.
She's not an actor.
What if that's the only note? She's over 40. She does a lot of things. She makes crafts.
I'm right and you're wrong. I mean, this game is over.
It's Martha Stewart.
I won.
Great. Martha Stewart. Oh, that's cool, dude.
She's also a singer?
Yes.
She is also a singer?
Huh? She also sings, yes. Yes.
Idina Menzel.
Less known for singing, more known for...
Not Idina Menzel.
Was it Zooey Deschanel?
No.
Well, that's not a bad guess. No,
she sings.
Based on the clues we were given.
Known as a singer.
Less known than Zooey Deschanel as a singer.
As a singer, yes. So, I think so.
But she's had albums and stuff.
I don't know. I don't know if she's actually had albums.
Oh, so she's been like on Broadway maybe singing? And
no.
Maybe singing in a film?
She's singing
She has a very specific...
Singing persona?
Point of view in terms of her singing.
Is she a rapper?
No. I mean, she might be, but no.
Specific
Is it Julie Brown?
No.
Are you talking West Coast or downtown?
I'm talking about Homecoming and Queen's Got a Gun.
Yeah.
No.
I couldn't say that.
No.
Hope.
So probably doesn't have an album.
Wait, is she over 50? Sorry, I was mine.
Maybe in that range?
She's about 50.
Probably in her
Check your app. I think we're having an earthquake.
My elbow, I just leaned back and I'm sorry.
Check your app.
Did she sing like on something she was on?
I think she has, yes.
Is there a TikTok or something?
No.
Wait, did she sing in a movie?
I think she...
Or was she on a TV show where singing was
She's
involved?
She's done that, yes.
Hear me out.
Was she on
Julie Andrews?
You're focusing way too much on the singing.
Okay. Well, you start.
Was it Jane Lynch?
No.
Is she, known for sports?
No.
Okay.
Is this a television actress? Mostly?
Both.
She on a current show?
Most famous probably for... I believe she is on a current show.
And she's most famous for television?
Yeah.
And is she a comedic actress?
Yes.
We know her mostly for comedy.
Yes.
And situation comedy. But she was also on a sketch show?
Yes.
Is it Amy Poehler?
No.
Was she on SNL?
She was on SNL.
Okay, in the 90s?
Maybe late 90s? I don't know.
2000s.
For sure.
It wasn't Anna Gasteyer. She's on stage at The Mattress.
And it wasn't Kristen Wiig because she was on stage at SNL.
Right.
Right.
What's her name? Yeah. What's her name?
I don't know.
McKinney.
Kate McKinnon?
Kate McKinnon? Whatever her name is.
No. Minnie Riperton's daughter.
Oh, is it Maya Rudolph?
It's Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph.
Very good. Nice. This is that Prince cover band.
That's right. She's Princess. Yeah.
She was in a television show where she did a lot of singing.
Yeah, the Martin Short variety show with her.
Well, not just that, but also, wasn't she? Wait.
Oh, was she on the Infinite Playlist?
No, wait.
No, she wasn't.
Cecily Tyson?
Not yes, Tyson. I am. I
Cecily
think it's
Strong.
I think it's Cecily Strong.
Oh, Schmigadoon.
That's what I was. Yeah, yeah, I mixed them up.
That's
cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was
nice.
Cool.
Did she enjoy it?
I think so. I thought somebody might have.
Was Paul Thomas Anderson there?
I don't know.
Are they together?
They're married.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They're a couple?
I don't think so, because she was standing by herself at some point with like.
I heard she's with Paula Tompkins.
Oh, well, maybe I got the name wrong.
That's interesting.
She posted about it on Instagram, too, so I thought somehow you guys may have seen it.
I did not. What did she say? I just watched Not a Christmas Movie?
No, somebody sent me, a fan messaged me and said, did you have a celebrity sighting? And then forwarded me her story, and it was just her holding up a cup that said the Egyptian on it, and yippee-ki-yay.
But you saw her there?
Yes.
You're not just going off this
Instagram. No. I had eyes.
You had eyes on
Maya.
I had eyes on Maya.
He's got Maya Rudolph eyes. It's right, Kim Carnes. That's a cover. She did not originate that song. Somebody else did it, I want to say, in 1967?
Yeah.
Is that the right year for that?
Is that old?
Yeah, Betty Davis has been around a while, but...
Oh, sure.
Betty Davis has been around a while. That's
so she's eligible for having that song written about her?
Might not be 67. Might be 71. But I know it was somebody else. Who was it, Garen? And what year?
Written and composed by Donna Weiss and Jackie DeShannon.
Yes, what year?
1974.
Oh, a little later than I thought. All right.
It's the year of my birth.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did we figure out that other Kim Wilde song you were thinking of? Is it Locomotion?
No, it's... Oh, my God.
It's a mirage.
It's at the tip of my tongue, and I just can't say it.
Oh.
You keep me hanging on.
Yes.
She had a big hit with that.
That was a good song. I like that song.
It's a good song. Who did it originally? The
Vanilla Fudge.
They did a version of it. You're right.
The Supremes.
It was the Supremes. Diana Ross.
My apologies.
Set me free, why don't you, babe?
That's a good song.
Yeah.
It's time for this. Sitting cross-legged on the floor. As Jimmy goes around the hall. Garen sucks. All right, well, Garen, you had your great celebrity sighting, and you have the con for the R drama.
I do.
So that means that we now say goodbye to you, and we say hello to the gentleman from the Bowel House, Elliot Hober. Hello, Elliot.
Hello.
What's going on over there? What are you and Irma up to?
Well, so Irma hadn't ever really seen any kind of American Christmas celebratory decorations.
Where'd you go? Candy Cane Lane? El Segundo?
No, we didn't go there. We went to the Grove.
Yeah.
Because we thought, you know, there might be a tree and there's a Santa there, although we... So we went there.
He's housed.
Yeah,
he's
housed. You can't even get to him.
You can't, we kind of got a little bit of a peek through a tunnel where we could see them preparing the... what Irma calls the squirrels, getting ready to sit on Santa's lap, but that was about as much as we got.
She knows that's not the real Santa, right?
I mean,
Whoa. What now?
Oh, shit. Do you not know this?
How do you know it's not the real Santa?
Yeah, that's how do you know?
Question. Yeah, you don't
Why
know.
Are you claiming to know?
I mean, I'm Jewish, so I don't really have
Did
a
you go there?
Skin in this game, but...
Well, I brought my son there, and I said, thank you, Santa, and he gave me a little wink just to let me know he's not the real Santa.
Yeah, and by the way, I watched the movie, Red One. Santa definitely goes to malls.
Did you really watch that?
Yeah. We liked it, actually.
Yeah. Who did?
Irma and I. You said that like half of it was okay and then it dropped off, right?
That is my review.
We let launch the whole thing and we were like, this is a silly, fun action movie.
I fell asleep.
Fine.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I think that's the right response.
The same.
Over and over.
Yeah, it's just the
you
same.
You gotta be really dumb to enjoy that movie after the first half.
I don't think we finished it.
Right?
I don't know how it ends. Don't tell me.
Oliver, your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's very repetitive.
Well, I mean, it the only ground it covered that was new was shiny version of, you know, buff Santa. These are stories that have been told before.
How many times can Chris Evans be surprised by something?
Right. Like, okay,
you should by now realize that there's mystical shit in the world. You've seen a Hot Wheels car turn into something real, and you've seen a fucking talking polar bear. Maybe you can...
Yeah. Right, maybe you're not surprised.
Get used to it, man.
Yeah.
They ran into so many, story, roadblocks.
Sure.
Like, especially when there's, that, piano in the middle of the road, which they could very easily just avoid.
Yeah.
And they're like, Dwayne Johnson, and he goes, this is evil, but I think we gotta touch it. And then he just touches it, and then that, continues the story.
Huh.
Like,
I don't
that
remember
many
that.
Times.
Yeah, that was a pivotal thing, I think, was the touching of the piano.
It touches the snow globe.
I don't remember the touching of the piano. Mm-hmm. Which is the name of my new album, by the way. And by piano, you know I'm talking about my penis.
Yeah.
Of course. Did you fall asleep? Is that a possibility?
A touch of a penis.
Of at the movie?
Yeah.
That's a great possibility. I may have also gone to the restroom.
Yeah.
Because that's a movie where I don't feel badly if I have to run to the restroom.
I don't. Look, this is not the top 10 film of the year.
You're saying it's in your top 10 for 2024.
No. Top 10 for the 2010s, I think. No, 2020s, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened? Hmm.
I was trying to figure out how to...
We learned earlier, calendars are tough.
Yeah.
All right, so you watched Red One. You took her to the Grove to see this fake Santa.
So the headline story for going to the Grove is, don't go to the Grove, 2 days before Christmas.
No shit.
Because the traffic around there is ridiculous. And by the way, I don't think for any good reason there is a reason because the machines don't go fast enough for the people, and they don't have all the lanes open, whatever. But the thing I wanted to mention was... I was trying to make a left-hand turn, and the way all the traffic was going, I looked at it, I was like, I may never get to make this left-hand turn, because I'm not going to pull into, make my left turn, and then be in the middle of the road, as several other people did.
Right.
To the extent where this one guy in a Mercedes, I was honking at him because he was doing something stupid, he went and made a U-turn, and then still was in the middle of the road blocking people. But, I've been practicing patience. And I said, I'm not going to let myself be the dick that tries to push his way in. And I waited until there was a legitimate spot and I was able to go in. But it took 15 minutes. And
sometimes you got to be the dick, man.
Well, I wasn't going to be. I feel like
when in Rome, honestly.
No. It was because it was getting worse. And I would have made it much worse if even with my small car, if I'd pulled in. I don't totally fault the people for this. They don't show you, the lanes don't show you, if you go in this other lane, you'll also get to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. People were avoiding that lane and just stacking up in the left side going in there. So I guess what I'm saying is I was proud of myself for not losing my shit.
Yeah.
Because I could have. And if it had been another...
I've been another... my flight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do we pick up?
I don't know.
I thought we were going to start singing a song.
Oh. If it had been another 5 minutes, I would have just given up and left. But,
20 was your cutoff? Well, because it's a long time.
What's our cutoff for this story, by the way?
I know. I feel like I'm in the left.
Because I need to practice some patience.
patience.
I don't know. For me... As one of several people in this room,
yes,
who has difficulties with anger,
agreed.
I think it's worth noting.
That's noteworthy and admirable. I give you credit. I had to take Zoe to the Glendale Galleria on Friday at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is a similarly nightmarish situation. Yeah. And it was I found myself in that situation. Well, by the way, I don't know if you know that mall. It's like there's a whole city block of parking structure.
Sure.
And there's enormous. Like 6 or 7 different entrances on that one street.
Yeah.
All of them closed.
Oh, yeah.
So
really?
You couldn't get into the parking lot, and you could see on the sign that there's 200 spots on level 2, 300 spots on level 3.
So every reason why they should open it.
Yes, but no, they want everyone to jam up the fucking street and go all the way around the corner
like
into one end.
To what benefit?
It's the opposite of logic. It's like, you've got a lot of people coming in, so let's funnel them and make it worse.
The city should be going after them for that, because it's creating problems.
It is the city doing it.
It's the city doing it.
Shutting down the streets.
Oh,
yeah, it's insane.
Oh, wow.
I don't
understand.
A guy who doesn't drive has something to say about this.
Learn how to park.
Here's the problem with the Grove too, though. You go to the Grove. Why is it so crowded? There's really nowhere to shop.
Yeah.
It's not that much.
People think they should go there to shop, but there's really nothing.
Yeah. But we had a nice time walking. Like, if I had lost my shit, it would have ruined the entire experience.
Right.
Right.
So
go to El Segundo.
Yeah.
But it is nice in the world, like walking with like the Christmas music, like it's very nice.
It's nice.
At the Grove.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people there.
Yeah, so, that part's fun, the hustle, the bustle.
And they have a giant tree, which is what I wanted her to see.
Right.
One of our giant Christmas trees. We got a nice picture with that. It was a nice moment where there was a couple who they said, could you please help us out? We want to have a picture with a tree. And so I did what I do, and I gave them 3 pictures, one of which had the whole tree in it. And so when they swiped and they saw that one, like, you'd think that I'd given them a Christmas miracle.
Oh, that's nice.
They were so excited. Like, oh, my God. Thank you.
No one's ever thought to take the picture.
Well, I had to go to a lot of trouble to frame it right.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah.
That's great. Here's my follow-up question.
Yeah.
What's your R movie?
That's a great question, and
see,
I have written...
I keep it moving.
Yeah, nice.
Wait, where did I put the paper?
Otherwise, we're going to get about how you tried to leave the parking lot.
Where did I put my paper?
Century City.
You got time to go to Century City. You got time to go to your boss's Christmas party. That's the worst parking spot in the world.
That's why I wasn't there. I was still in the parking lot.
You know what? If you would have emailed me that, I would have accepted your apology over your migraine bullshit. You've never mentioned a migraine in the 14 fucking years I've known you.
That's why
the
I was
day,
so
surprised. The day you have a party, I have a party. I have a migraine. If you would have said, you're never going to believe this, we went to Century City to see a movie yesterday, and we're still stuck in the parking spot. I would have been, yeah, that checks out. That parking structure is a zero.
Yeah.
It's
and we
got to
go there tomorrow.
What do you mean you got to?
Because we ordered from Gelson's a Christmas meal.
Oh, that's nice.
Go early. As early as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Or is it a specific time?
It's a specific time.
Ugh. Dude, that
is. And there's
be
no
horrible.
Street by. Like, even if there was street parking nearby, like, oh, I'll park here and walk the half mile. But
no,
there's not.
Nothing.
There really isn't.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to figure that out.
Go to Nakatomi Plaza.
That's not a bad idea.
That's Fox, though. I can't go in there.
Don't go at Christmas time because it's
not
Christmas time.
It's dangerous.
Thank you, Oliver. Oliver gets it. Gets in the way you three of you never have.
Sure.
He says that the opposite to me every single day. He says you don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, we all bear the brunt of his.
I've got 7 jokes.
Yeah. All right, so you asked me a question, which I will now answer.
Oliver, what did I say to you yesterday?
I was talking. I was hanging out with a group of my friends, and he needed to go. And I was like, hey, do you mind? We're going to like go get some lunch. And he was just like, I do not care. And then got in his car and left.
I went, don't care.
Yeah.
What was the other one that I said to you? Oh, hey.
Wait, you mean...
Wait, yeah.
Oh, it was just like, here, start talking it.
All right, so we're going to go to Century City.
What the fuck?
That's
we
nice
laugh,
one.
My son and I.
I like
it's
that.
Really
one.
Funny.
Go ahead.
All right, so you asked me for my R, drama,
Yes, you're film. And you're matching Garen Cockrell.
Yeah, that's the challenge here because this can't be a horror film.
That's correct.
And this is a fucking hard letter. It's yeah. There's a million.
There's a million.
So I'm going with what I think everybody would at least consider Rain Man.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. I knew it would never make it to me.
Yeah. Mm. But there are plenty of other ones.
There are, but Rain Man's, it seems like a Charlie Woods hole in one.
Why does that seem like a good one for Garen, though? I don't know.
I think it just, you know, it comes up.
Yeah. I didn't think of it. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll get it right then.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah. I'm not real happy with my spot.
Okay. And there's Tiger. Go ahead, Heller. What's your guess?
My R movie. I'm going to go with Road to Perdition.
Oh, wow.
Road to Perdition. The Tom Hanks film?
Yeah. Is that who's in it? I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like Garen would say that.
Yeah.
Garen, would you say
that?
Be
on his list.
Is that your number one?
He wouldn't not say it.
All right, Matt, what do you got?
I'm torn between two lovers.
You always thought you were a fool, so.
Yeah.
Oh, there's three great ones left.
I'm going to go classic, even though I don't think Garen's going to say this. He's more likely to say my other one, but I still. Shit, what should I do?
I don't know.
Because one of them is action, and I don't feel like none of us really think of action when we're trying to think of dramas.
Sure.
But it's more of a Garen movie than the drama I'm thinking of. Shit, I'm going to flip a coin. Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Heads, I'm going action. Heads, The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Sean Connery.
Yep.
Who's the other big actor in that?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
I just have one question for you. Do you like your haircut? I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Anthony Clark. They're in the elevator.
Yeah.
The haircut.
I'm going to beat you with my thumb.
Remember, Anthony Clark was humongous for 4 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he had his own show.
And he was good. He was a great comic, and he was a good guy. Yeah. I think he was a good guy.
Maybe that's why he's not
who knows?
I don't know.
That's not The Rock.
I thought he was a good guy.
The thumb thing with Sean Connery isn't The Rock, is it?
No, that's the other one.
No, the Rock is when he says,
losers always whine about their best. Well, winners go home and fuck the prom queen. And
yeah.
Like, whoa, Sean, what are you doing, bro? Yeah. I was not ready for you to say that word. That whole sentiment doesn't feel right.
That's very Sean Coming Connery, though, face. When you learn more about him.
Maybe, Sean Connery. It just felt like...
It's also worse when Nicolas Cage quotes that line back to him later as like a bonding moment.
Like they're so proud. The screenwriter was so proud of himself. Yeah. He's like, I gotta reference that back.
Or just get them both to say it.
Yeah.
All right. I've got three choices, and I like all three of them.
If you say the other one I was going to say, I'm going to be pissed.
Why would you be pissed off that I would say something?
Because I don't like you.
join your family. They don't like me either. Your family doesn't like me either.
They don't like anybody. They're very tough crap.
They're very tough. The three of them. Tough crap. Do I go classic?
Mm.
Do I go...
I'm just curious to know if you're thinking of the same classic I'm thinking of.
Is it two words?
No.
I'm going to go... I'll go with Rear Window.
Very classic.
That's what it's going to be.
Go
that's
Rear good. Window. The other
There's
one.
Definitely a Criterion Collection disc that hasn't been opened.
Give us the fans and we'll say...
First of all, there isn't.
Is there really not?
No. I do have that in 4K, and I have watched it.
I believe it. Look at it closely.
I see.
My classic was Rebel Without a Cause.
That's a good one. I also had Rocky and Reservoir Dogs.
Since we're doing that.
And Right Stuff.
I'm going to throw out... Oh, yeah, the Right Stuff I have. A River Runs Through It.
Yeah.
Rashomon.
Oh, wow.
Red of Red, White, and Blue.
Yeah.
Remember the Titans and Remains of the Day.
Jesus. All good. Give us the fans, though.
Sure.
Let's see what they have to say. Shut them down. Shut the song down.
All right. Raiders of the Lost Ark at number 10.
Oof, that's... Very Garen.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Rear Window.
I that's what I said.
Yep. Rambo.
First Blood Part 2.
Just Rambo. The Rock. This one I'm not familiar with. Radio?
Oh, yeah. That's
Cuba
Gooding Jr.
Is like, does he play football? But he's maybe mentally challenged or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Another I'm not familiar with, but sounds more popular, is Revolutionary Road.
Yeah, that's Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, scream each other for 2 hours.
Yeah. You don't like it.
It's not great.
Number one.
Is Michael Shannon? Michael Shannon's in it too, I think.
Maybe. Isn't it Sam?
It's another Sam Mendes movie. Yeah, just like Road to Perdition.
Likes his R's.
Yep, he does.
Go ahead, Elliot.
Rain Man. That's mine.
That's what you said.
Then Raging Bull.
Jesus.
That's the answer. One.
Boy, that's
how did two Scorsese guys not think of it? God, embarrassing.
Well, but there's two more.
Yeah.
Rocky.
I said Rocky.
and Reservoir Dogs.
I said Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. You said those?
Those were the two that, I didn't choose.
Oh, I did. You know what? I probably was.
I took a Rear Window, and those two are. I mean, there's a lot of home runs.
I feel like, if I had had those three on my list, I probably would have gone Rocky. But with Garen, just never know.
Rear Window makes more sense for him.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, let's find. Or does it?
I don't think anyone's going to match.
Let's find out. Go ahead, Garen.
Number five.
Yeah.
Rollerball.
Oh, wow.
Nobody's matching.
Number four.
Hey, hold on. Isn't that technically sci-fi?
Yes, it is.
I don't know. I've never seen it. I'm out of it because I've been talking about it a lot lately because of John McTiernan.
It's James Caan.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It's number five, though. It doesn't fucking matter.
Number four.
Yeah. Sci-fi.
Rachel Getting Married.
Oh. Yeah.
Number three.
Nobody's matching with this shit list.
The Rocketeer.
The Rocka who?
Rocketeer.
Rocketeer.
That was a
comic book movie.
Couldn't somebody argue that that's sci-fi?
Oh, it's number three.
It's a guy in a rocket suit.
Yeah. Basically.
This guy's zipping around in a rocket outfit.
Yeah. Number two.
Yeah.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
Ooh. Number one.
Do we have a winner?
We do not have a winner. Oh. And I apologize.
To Jimmy specifically.
Radio Flyer.
Oh, my God, dude. What the fuck? What, do you hate money?
Yeah, I'm going to let it get bigger.
But you won't get it.
You won't get it.
You won't be playing.
Oh,
you
yeah,
won't
that's
be
true.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of this. It's hot potato.
Hot potato. Yeah. Hot
Radio
potato.
Flyer.
It's the one that popped into my head.
That's crazy.
What the shit? Did you hear the other options?
Yeah. I should have
Raiders. Raiders is, honestly... That's one, if you were trying to get rid of it, you would have had a right to be mad if nobody said Raiders and then you said
nobody
it.
Nobody did. What did you say again?
I said Rear Window.
No one thought of it.
Legendary film.
I didn't have it.
It's infuriating to me. All of it.
Sorry. Do you guys agree with me that we should take him outside and smash his head against the sidewalk?
Oh, God.
I don't. I know that it's a joke premise. But even as a joke premise.
Really?
Within the joke.
Because it seems like it's the only solution here.
I would say maybe take him out into the hall and smash his head against that leather ottoman. Because that's soft. It won't hurt him that much. But it will still get the message across.
I will say this. It's also not that soft.
Right. But it's not going to hurt him. It's not going to kill him. It's going to hurt him. It's not going to kill him. I guess that's the sidewalk. You're talking about curb stomping a man?
No, I'm not. No.
On the sidewalk.
We take him and we just smash his head.
Oh, God.
I'm not saying put his face, his teeth on the curb.
Oh.
Ugh. Yeah.
So. Unless you want to.
No, I don't.
Then I say, let's do it.
I'm good.
Wait a minute.
What? You don't think we should?
I'm doubting that you weren't thinking of doing it.
I wasn't thinking of it. I was just thinking about bringing him out there and smashing his head against the sidewalk, which I'm still open to. But if you're suggesting we put his teeth on the curb and break his neck, I'm on board with that too.
What if we, you know, that little area. Were we talking about this the other day? What the name of that little area?
Well, I called it the apron, but it's got a really dumb, very bureaucratic name.
What part are we talking
about?
The grass between the sidewalk and the street.
Yeah.
You came up with a whole list. You put them in the notes. That's why I was thinking about it. I saw it.
Yeah, Devil's Strip is one.
Parking strip.
Do you want, are you suggesting we tie him to one of those trees and we run our car into him?
I was just saying.
Because we are, I'm into that too.
Like maybe the curb is too much. Maybe the sidewalk's too much, but maybe that little area in between is just right.
Do you have access to a helicopter though?
Why, you want to lower it and lop his head off with the blades?
I mean.
Because I'm on board. If that's what you want to do, I'll do it. I'll rent the helicopter.
No.
I feel like this violence is a little much for
this
a good
radio
movie.
Flyer thing is bullshit.
It's a good movie.
We're taking the game seriously.
Can you name one actor in Radio Flyer?
Tom Hanks. Elijah Wood.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I forgot Tom Hanks was in it. And I forgot it was Elijah Wood. It's Elijah Wood as a little kid.
Yeah, that's. Yeah,
for like it's about a wagon.
It's about wagon.
Just put him in a wagon.
Bottom line. Get ready for some concrete. You have fucked.
Now wait a minute.
Up.
Now you're talking just concrete in general. I'm totally on board with putting his feet in concrete, and letting it harden, and then throwing him into the ocean.
And with Matt, that's a lot of effort.
Because I'm also up for this. Let's just put his feet in concrete and leave him there.
Oh, okay.
We just walk away.
That's a little easier.
Yeah, but then he just stays there, and nobody can help him get out of it.
Yeah.
And then he seals up, and he's just stuck there.
I like that a lot.
Either way.
I think we found our solution.
Yeah. He dies tonight.
Halloween style.
Yeah. Right? Whatever you should see. Your favorite movies?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It is the perfect time of year, obviously.
He's wearing the sweater with all the things on it.
Right? Merry Christmas, Garen.
Thank you.
All right, listen, we're done. Garen, you have the con again next week when we come back from our break.
Yeah.
And with the letter
so
S.
About like a month.
So think of some shit movie.
This is the thing. R and S are such common letters.
I know. And you got this prick guessing. Or making a list, rather.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, there's two like classics. Mm.
Silkwood.
Silkwood.
Wait a minute. Wait, don't do that.
I just want to eliminate some by saying, so if you shout it out now, you can't
like
choose it.
I don't like that.
Now, see, if I would have said Rear Window or Raiders, you guys wouldn't have had all this fun about talking about.
Right. I'd be counting my $5 what I'd be doing. I'd be having a different kind of fun. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Oliver, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I always love being here.
We love having you. In fact, I say this all the time, and I think Matt and Elliot and Garen will agree with me. Mm. I think the fans prefer when you're here than we are.
So next week, you're here by yourself.
Yeah, just to get
ready.
A
very
yeah.
smooth transition for you to take over the show and us just to leave.
Don't you have a studio at your high school?
Yeah, we do. I've never really been in it. It's for like the music. Like they record like, you know, like the bands.
But you went in and recorded something there recently.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't in the studio part proper. That was like in the room next to the studio.
So you're in the room next to the studio where it happened. Just like that Hamilton
yeah,
song.
Yeah, just like that Hamilton song. I gotta be.
That was the original wording. You had to cut it down.
Yeah. Like,
oh, this
yeah,
Lynn,
wisely.
It's a little
Lynn,
clunky.
It's not catchy.
Lynn, tighten it up.
Please.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for supporting the program. You're hearing this, I guess, what, January
5th or 6th?
5 or 6th.
5th, yeah.
So the sidewalk sale is still going on, 25% off
yep. mm-hmm.
everything, mm-hmm. and you also get a free challenge coin
mm-hmm.
while yeah. supplies last. On the off chance the sidewalk sale goes bananas.
I know yeah. the sidewalk seems kind of dangerous now. You're talking. About
that's a good point.
Good point. Oh.
No guarantee that you're going to include part of Garen in there.
Right. No guarantee.
Act now, get a Garen tooth.
Oh my
Garen
god.
Tooth.
What do you say? Get a Garen tooth?
Garen tooth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You can get ball at least 32 last. Of those. Yeah.
Yeah, act fast.
That's cool. Garen, yeah.
Since we didn't do plugs, let me just say quickly, in addition to the sidewalk sale ongoing, Elliot is going to be doing sci-fi improv and improv theater the 4th and the 11th at 8:15 p.m.
Yeah. So
the
11th, as you hear this, will be for you.
Oh, thank you. Improvtheater.com for tickets and info.
Elliot, I saw the Mike Rock posted about it on Facebook, and I got a little excited.
Nice.
Not to go.
Sure.
I was excited for you doing a show.
Yeah, well, we did one this last weekend as we record this.
And, oh, how'd it go?
It went well.
Great.
Yeah, it's nice.
And don't forget, you can get the Partcastathon packages over at partcastathon.com. Maybe you had got some Christmas money or some...
You want to get some stuff for yourself and donate to Smile Train.
Yeah, so do that at partcastathon.com. There's always, you're in the Platinum, but if you want to gift a Platinum subscription to someone who might enjoy it, go to nevernotfunny.com and click gifts.
And Oliver, you're on a recent episode of How to Survive with Danielle and Christine.
Yes, yeah. I had a great time. It's very exciting.
How to Survive...
What was it? How to Survive Office Politics and Political Trips.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Right?
I sort of heard the end of it as you were recording it through the door, and I remember that you went on that trip. That,
yeah. Like
the Model UN type
oh,
thing
yeah.
in Trump country, basically.
Yeah, in Trump country.
Yeah.
All right. We'll hear all about it on How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. I hope you're having a great new year. Get those resolutions ready and get them and ruin them by the time you listen to the episode. What? Premises. This is the 5th.
Yeah,
so the resolution's already been given up.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the gym every day. It's January 5. I'm good. Not going to go. Doesn't last very long. But what does last long is the joy of this program,
mm-hmm.
Which you got to enjoy courtesy of the Pop Culture Reads, Garen Cockrell. He's right over there. Behind Video Village, from the Vowel House, that's Elliot Hopper, the Honcho Matt Belknap. Fan favorite, Oliver Griffin Pardo. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, gone, not forgotten.